USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People across the U.S. participated in rallies on Saturday to condemn attacks against Asian Americans after the shooting rampage in Atlanta that left 8 people dead. From San Francisco across to Pittsburgh and many points in between, people spoke out against the surge in hate crimes on members of the Asian community. 6 of those killed in Atlanta were women of Asian descent. Many women at the rallies say they're scared now.
It makes me feel like an outcast.
I've dealt with words and looks and stuff my whole life. My family doesn't want me to go anywhere by myself.
Just a day earlier, President Biden and Vice President Harris spoke about it in Atlanta.
Hate can have no safe harbor in America. It must stop.
Racism is real in America, and it has always been.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
One person was killed and 7 other people were injured when a shooter opened fire inside a Dallas nightclub. Police were called to the Prime Bar in Dallas at about 1:30 in the morning and found 8 people shot. Daisy Navarette was killed. Police said the other victims, 3 women and 4 men, all in their 20s, were taken to the hospital. Police say they know the suspect and he's still at large. The Biden administration said it plans to send a combined 4 million doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to Mexico and Canada as the shot is being considered for approval in the U.S. House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters during a press briefing that they're in the process of finalizing the loan of 2.5 million doses of the vaccine to Mexico and 1.5 million to Canada. The FDA has approved use of 3 vaccines with others, including the AstraZeneca vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you thought last month's bitter cold was chillier than any February's in the past, you were right. It was. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration puts February 2021 as the coldest in more than 30 years in the U.S. North America, Scandinavia, and Northern Asia were all significantly below average in temperatures last month. The central and eastern tropical Pacific Ocean, as well as Australia and parts of the southern oceans, were also notably colder during February than in previous years. With a quick recap on what happened yesterday with March Madness, here's Dan Narucki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
It was another day of upsets Saturday in the NCAA tournament. 13th-seeded Ohio knocked off the defending national champions Virginia 62-58. 10th-seeded Maryland knocked off the 7th-seed in the East UConn 63-54. 11th-seeded UCLA marched on after beating the 6th-seed BYU 73-62. And in just their second NCAA tournament game in program history, the 14th-seeded Abilene Christian Wildcats shocked their third-seeded Texas 53-52. Some higher seeds also fought off tough challenges. Second-seeded Alabama survived 15th-seeded Iona 68-55. Creighton held off UC Santa Barbara 63-62. Third-seeded Kansas overcame an 8-point halftime deficit to beat 14th-seeded Eastern Washington 93-84. And Florida State got away from UNC Greensboro 64-54.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.